There's a scripture I'd like to read in the book of Revelation. I'd like to talk to us today about the hidden manna for the hidden man. And I really believe that each of us have a special need in our life. We've come here to Monarch, and we've come here because we have a need to fellowship with each other. There's a need for us to be blessed in our souls and to have something that's just not the normal. Here in Revelation it says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." I believe that we need hidden manna. Hidden manna for the hidden man. Something that blesses us and keeps us going and helps us to enjoy life to its fullest. I believe God wants to bless our lives today and give us some of this hidden manna. I have a little song that I would like to sing today. And I'm not going to sing it unless you help me. So, it is Joy to the World. If that doesn't help cool you off some, just think of the words of this song. I know it's not Christmas time, but this song, just listen to it. My wife, you're going to have to help me. Come, let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. To the world, this is the best thing that the world could have is the salvation of God, and He's come down to us, folks, and it is real. There's something that's alive and it's real. You didn't come here today just to see me. You didn't come here today just to sit out in this hot place and get sweaty. You come here because of the joy of God. You've come here because you're needing your spiritual tank filled. I'm looking out, I'm seeing in the world anyway, I'm seeing so many dry people. So many dry people. They're dried up. There's nothing left. All they have is just a hull, just a skeleton of a being, and there's nobody, the person inside that should be alive and vibrant and should have something there is dead and dull. I tell you, this afternoon, we need to take care of the inward man. We need to feed him. Listen, if we come here and we just park and we didn't put any effort into this thing, we're going to get out of it about what we put in it. So I want to tell you, your gauge of how much you're going to get here while you're at Monarch is depending on how hungry you are, how interested you are in getting your soul fed, and what effort you put forth to get it. You know, a lazy person, you know, you don't expect too much out of a lazy person. They don't give you too much. I mean, it's like if you get anything at all out of them, you're doing good. But God doesn't want us to be spiritually lazy. He doesn't want us to be spiritually obese. You can take all these messages and just say, oh, I'm going to soak them up. But if you don't give them out, you're not going to have anything. God has intended that this truth be shared and it be distributed and given to other people. What you take in has to be passed on. My wife the other day said, I need to see your notes. I'm going to share some of them at the jail today. So she takes my notes and she preaches it to the women over there. So it gets passed on. Taking care of the hidden man. 1 Peter 3 and 4 says something to us that I'd like to read here. None of this is new. It's all old. But thank God it can be new to our souls. It can refresh us today in this 90-some degree weather. Our spiritual life can be taken care of. Our spirit, and I'm concerned about us, folks. I'm really concerned about us because sometimes we don't see the effort put forth. Sometimes it's like, where is everybody at? And if we want to receive the blessings of God, line up for work. Line up for something. And get involved in something bigger than you are. Instead of just expecting things to just happen to you, you know, just come your way. One, my relative said, where do you get all your stories? All your stories, you come out. I don't understand. I said, get out. And you got to get out and find them. There's all kinds of things just all around you. I can go just about anywhere and I'll have a story to tell when I get back home. There's just something. I got to tell you, yesterday it was such a blessing. My wife and I was at the hospital and Sister Jan, she said, I'm just at my wit's end. I don't know what to do. Sister Jan Probe, she said, I don't know what to do. I've been here 4 weeks. I don't know what. And we had prayer for her, and before we prayed, the thought came to me, ask that your joy may be full. And I said, just ask the Lord to help you get out of here. And so we had prayer. It was a simple thing. And my wife is there, and she knows exactly. And Jan, she'll tell you. We got through praying. The doctor walked in and said, well, you're released. And she just started crying. She said, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you. You know, folks, I want to tell you something. Our hidden man, we're designed for something bigger. We're not getting our soul fed like we should. And we don't want to dwindle and just fall away. We need to be doing God's work. We need to be doing what He wants us to do, and there'll be things that happen in your life. There'll be new events. There'll be things that goes on and happens, but you must engage yourself in something. You've got to look for little opportunities, little things, and I believe God will help us. He said here, let me read the first verse. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may be won. But if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wise, of the wives. Big responsibility there. I've seen this work out in my home. I've seen my mom stay close to the Lord. I've watched her day by day, and she stayed close to the Lord. And in the end, my dad got saved. I watched this happen. Her conversation, her conduct, her godly life changed my dad. There's a big responsibility on the women and on the men too. But there's things that work in the Bible. Don't think this is outdated. This still works. And he said, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose outward adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair, wearing of gold, or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. Oh, the hidden man of the heart. I thank God today for all the sisters. I thank God for the brothers. You're special. There's something special about following God's ways and being in tune with Him that He wants us to stay with. He wants you to stay with. And I believe staying with the the ways that God designed His plan works. You may not have the latest in fashions, but thank God you can have the inward man renewed day by day. The inward man. Now, I don't know. I didn't come here just to talk about purses and shoes and things, but I know there's a big deal. Everybody likes to have the, you know, a good, nice purse, I guess. I don't know. Not that it ever interested me, but your shoes, your clothes, and all those things. Yes, I mean, it's not, there's nothing wrong. You've got to look nice. But don't get hung up on things that are so trivial and that your inward man is not getting taken care of. It's not that I have to have, is there such a thing as Gucci? I heard that word. Or I know there's a Coach. I know there's all kinds of modern, there's things. You just have to have the best in everything you want. And that is your image, your portraying. You've got to have the best. It's just got to be this brand name. I've got my purse, and I've got my shoes, and I've got my belt, and I've got my shirt, and I'm not picking on the women. It's for all of us. We've got to have these designer clothes. We have to have everything that's just up to snuff. And yet, the inward man, folks, listen, the outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. And that is what God wants us to stay with, is that inward man, getting him filled. I'm not condemning your purse. I'm not saying your shoes are something wrong, but I'm just saying, what are we putting the real emphasis on? Amen. And what are we really striving for? To impress people? Is that our goal, is to impress people? You're trying to flaunt what you have? Or are we really interested in taking care of the needs of my soul? The needs of this inward life. That's the most important. Don't forget that. Don't let that get away from you. Feeding this inward man. Feeding him. And feeding others. Are we feeding others? I don't want to have a dry, dull experience. Just something that's so void and lifeless. I want to tell you, I've seen right here, Brother Lewis Williams was my hero, and I loved him, and I've hardly seen, and I'm not putting down anyone, but the way this brother could lead a song, the spiritual application, the way that it came from the heart, when it rolled out, It was unbelievable. It touched my life. I'll never forget it. He could get up here and he'd start here. He'd be way over here. And there was a spirit that was flowing through him. My dear brethren and sisters, I believe that's what God wants us to have. It's not always being on the right note. It's not always just being so perfect in timing. But it's having the Spirit of God that is flowing out of me. And it is coming out, and it touches our lives, and it's real. I long for that. My heart cries out, Lord, I don't need nothing dry. I don't need nothing that's just out of a textbook. I want something that's real. Something that touches my life, and it turns my life around, and it inspires me. Because I'm facing things, and you are too, that's ugly. We're going to leave here and we're going back into the world. And we want the inspiration. We want that inspiration from God and His presence to go with us and to help us in this life as we face all kinds of things that are out of order. I tell you, this afternoon, God wants to bless us and bring life into us. And He wants to help us to sing in the Spirit, to pray in the Spirit, to preach in the Spirit. to be led of the Spirit in everything we do. I believe that with all of my heart today. This hidden man is desiring more and more of God. And listen, this is what I long for when we come together. There's been lots of sacrifices for you to be here. There's been a lot of work for this to happen. And I would hate to see this fail. I would hate to see something with this much effort fail, but I'm going to tell you, it doesn't come from human endeavor. It comes from the Spirit of the living God working in our life, inspiring us and helping us. It's something from within. Folks, I desire to move closer to the Lord. I desire to be in the presence of God more. I desire Him to bless us. We need Him so much. I thought of Joseph here recently in the Bible, and Joseph named his firstborn son Manasseh. And that means, I believe, forgiven. I forgive. It's very significant we remember a little something about Joseph, because had he remembered every cruel thing that his brothers done to him, his life would have been dwindled. It would have been nothing but a fraction of a man. But he had something in mind. I'm going to name my firstborn. Something that I want him, I want, instead of my life, instead of remembering the negative things that happened to me and all the downside, I'm going to have him as a reminder that I've forgiven everybody. I've turned them loose. I've let them go. The inward man flourishes. Whenever we find forgiveness, the inward man comes alive whenever we can get a hold of God. And we can overcome obstacles. You know what causes the quietness and the stiffness and the legalistic things? It's when we have this self-righteousness, when we have things in our heart that we don't let get purged out by God, and we somehow justify those things. It kills the Spirit of God in our life. The Lord today wants to refresh our souls. He wants to cause us to flourish inside. The outward man, he said, don't put a lot of stock in the adorning of the outward person. But he said, let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit. That is an ornament that each of us need to endeavor to seek from God. The ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, something that has happened inside, internally, that keeps us going when the world is ruffled and when it is fighting and there's all kinds of things going on. There is that ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit that keeps us afloat and keeps us stable. The book of Psalms, I like to read there, 51 and 10. We could probably quote this, but there's a real blessing in this psalm. I love this and have read this many times, just like you have. You know, we need to glean everything we can. 51 and 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. All right, when are we going to get the adjustment? When are we going to get the little tweak that causes us to have this right spirit, that causes us to change from our way of thinking, change our ideas, and change our mode? Sometimes we get stuck in a mode. I've thought about persuasion. Persuasion. What does it mean? One definition that I really enjoy of being persuasive, and all of us need to be persuasive, is guiding vital truths around the mental roadblocks of other people. Isn't that good? Being persuasive. Guiding vital truths around the mental roadblocks of other people. And I think sometimes the church needs to be more persuasive. Not passive, but persuasive. Being able to guide a vital truth. Here you have a mental roadblock, and people are hung up, and people can't get anywhere. They're stuck on high center, if you know what that is. You drive your car, kind of like some of our family did recently, drive a car, and you go over a hump, and the tires come off the ground, and you're sitting there stuck on high center, and you can't get off. You have to have Dad with a chain to get you off. But we need more than Dad with a chain to get us stuck off high center that I'm talking about, because our mental roadblocks, your perception of somebody, you've been dealing with people, and you think, man, how can I get around this attitude? We've got to be able to launch a missile from here to here and get around this mental roadblock that people have. We're stuck. We find people all the time stuck. They're stuck. Their spiritual life is in park or zero, or it is not going anywhere. We need to be able, by the help of God, to be able to get something over to them, because they're starving to death. You see, they're hung up. They can't get anywhere. And there's no help. Sometimes, how are they going to do it? They come to church. They want something. You've come here today. You might have a mental roadblock. You might have something in your life and you can't get over it. You need to stop for a minute and ask God to help you and create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you to be able to get food to your soul. Sitting there languishing, and when all this stuff is around us, I thought about that leper, and he was outside the camp there, and they found a great storehouse of things and found the enemy had departed, and they went in from tent to tent and ate chicken and whatever else they could find until they couldn't eat no more. And they said, we don't do any good here, brethren. We're full to the brim. And our brethren in the city, they're languishing. And I think today, taking care of the hidden man, it'll solve so many problems. It'll take care of so many things. We have a need today in our life to be filled and have something that is from above come down into our lives and bring joy and restore the spirit of our mind. So I pray the Lord will help us today. Have that prayer. Remember this. Create in me what I can't do for myself. God, you can do it. You can create in me. You can stop this way that I'm thinking. You can stop this pattern that I'm in. I wake up of a morning and I think about them. I think about this problem and it really bothers me. I think about it through the day and I think about it at night. We need to ask God to do something creative in our life and get some of these things out of there. Create in me. Do a work in me, Lord, that changes my life. He can do that for us. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, a very familiar scripture in the 31st verse. I'll try to be quick here. Isaiah 40 and 31, but they that wait upon the Lord, what did it say? They shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Oh, I'm going to tell you, the blessings of the Lord are sometimes in obscure places. The blessings of God are awaiting you. And some of the needs that we have in our life, they're close by, but they're hidden from us. And we've got to be willing to get out and do a little something. I remember one night especially, it was a cold, windy night, and it was our night to go to the jail. And I thought of any time I was tired, the wind was blowing, it was cold. I thought, Lord, I'd be justified staying home tonight. I didn't feel like going. But I got in the jail with the other brethren, and I tell you, the Lord blessed me so much. I told those men, I just thank God for this jail. I'm just so blessed here tonight. And then I realized what I was saying. One of them spoke up and said, I don't ever get a blessing being in this place. But I did. Do you see some of our renewing that we get from God is going to be found when we get out of doing the ordinary? Some of the things that we are drying up on is because we're wanting to do this little slot. We get in this little slot over here, come to Monarch, cha-ching, blessings. Go over here, cha-ching, blessings. And we just want to go from camp meeting to camp and pull the lever. Cha-ching, cha-ching. And we get over there and we go, and nothing happens. Well, I'm doing the same thing I did last year. If we really want to get the blessings of God, I tell you, they're found in doing His will and His work. He wants to bless us, folks, and it's not always the ordinary. So if you're not feeling that cha-ching or that blessings coming down from above, maybe we're in the wrong place, spiritually speaking. No, we're in the right place here, but spiritually, we need this. We need a change of heart. We need a change of mind. We need something done different. And I believe God will meet with us. He will bless us. So, it's going to cost us something. The book of Proverbs, the second chapter. Someone please read that for us. Proverbs 2 and 4. Hidden treasures. Yes. Uh-huh. Thank the Lord. Here's the thing. Today, here's how we get renewed. Here's what happens. We have to search for it as a hid treasure.
Yeah.
If someone told you, you know, over here in my house, I've heard that my grandfather buried about $50,000, and it's somewhere in this little can, and it's around here somewhere, I know, and he left me a little map. I want to tell you what, you would be beating the doors down and said, yes, I think I can dig too. I believe I can help you do that, Brother Bell. Sure. How much did you say it was? Oh, it was $50,000. Yeah, give me the shovel. Yeah, we could probably drum up quite a bit of interest but what about spiritual things? Now, if you'll go to afternoon service today, you're going to get a blessing. Well, that's kind of hard to do. If you're in your cabin right now and you're listening to me, the Lord is blessing us down here. Come back. Come back. You know, the Lord is going to bless those that put forth an effort. He is. He's going to bless us when we put forth the effort. Our spiritual man, taking care of him.
Yes.
I can't see him, but I can see what happens when the Spirit of the Lord comes and blesses us internally. People get happy.
Yes.
People begin to rejoice. They begin to prosper in their souls. Brother Ivan, I don't mean to embarrass you, Brother Michael, but some of you that's raised cattle, you know when a little baby calf is born and it starts nursing, what does it do? Its little tail, I know what it does. Its tail starts going. It gets so excited because it's getting something, it's getting nourishment from mama. And when people begin to get attached to the Lord, and that's the desire of every pastor feeding people along, is watching, are they getting their soul fed? Is their tail wagging? Are they getting something nourishing? Do they have a testimony? Or when it comes prayer meeting, you all know what it's like. I've been in a lot of congregations, and listen, I'm going to interject something here. Time to have prayer. Every one of us, and we'll start with me, ministers, you start counting. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. And when we get down to about 20,000 and nobody started praying, uh-oh, it's time for the ministers. We better pick up the slack. I've been reproved this morning. I don't know if you all was here. You see how long it was before we prayed? Oh, let's look at ourselves. Who are we anyway? Let's look. The fire, the fervency. When it comes time to pray, and it's not just at Monarch. And I hope this didn't start in my congregation and spread all over the United States. But I'm seeing this everywhere I go. It's time to pray. Do you know what? There should be a fervency, really. I'm gonna blame me. Okay, Lord, please help me. I don't want to let... Brother Murphy Allen one time, it came time to pray. They got down to pray, nobody prayed. He said, well, let's just get up. Got back up. Nobody's going to pray, might as well get back up. I just wonder sometimes what this looks like for people looking on. Do these people have it? What's wrong with them? Fervency. Fervency. Spiritual quickening.
Brother Bell, your wife's grandfather, they're in Orange, California. We've been saved a little while. They prayer meeting, came time to pray. We all got down to pray, and nobody prayed. We waited. Oh, Brother Husky, that big boy, little man, the big boy. He said, somebody, God has got his hand. I don't need that. God's got his hand on somebody to pray, and it's time for you to pray. Somebody started
praying. Oh, thank the Lord. It's true. It's true. The Lord help us this afternoon. Quicken us. I'm not chiding you. I'm not just trying to step over. I'm just saying, here's what we look like. Let's change. Let's take a little reproof and let's be quickened in our spirit and ask God to help us. To show Him that we really have His life in us. Amen. Hidden manna for the hidden man. I want that, don't you? Amen. Hidden manna to the world. Jesus said, I have meat to eat that you don't even know about. Right. And I've been thinking about that. Here He is, and He's thinking about this woman and her soul, and His disciples come back. Why are you talking with her? Right. You shouldn't, if you knew what kind of woman. Lord, this don't look good. But you know, He had something else in mind. I have meat to eat that you know not of. That's my concern today. Lord, help us to find more of the hidden treasures. Help us, Lord, to have more of this food in our souls. It helps us to keep going. Three things that I've adopted, tried to, I'm working on it. Keep silent, keep sweet, and keep stepping. It's not easy. We've got to keep going. Folks, we can't stop. Whenever we're looking for, we're very needy people. We are very needy people. If God slips away from us, we don't have anything. There is no entertainment. There is no programs. We need God. We need Him to help us today. John 4 and 34, and I want to stop there. John 4 and 34. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. A people without purpose is pitiful. We need God to help us to have a vision of His work and keep that in our hearts and work on this.
Yes.
My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. I think about His steadfastness as the Lord had His face set. He's walking down the road with His disciples. He had His face set and they said, Lord, turn in with us and abide with us. Jesus will go on and leave us if we're not careful. We need to ask Him today to help that our hidden, that we will thrive. Somehow we in our spiritual life, we can thrive. And we can go on for Him in this life. Our desire today is more of this hidden manna. Find it. Seek after it. Pray it down. These good meetings don't just come by chance. They come because we prayed them down. God, help us today. Thank You for Your time. Let us each and every one strive to encourage each other. Strive to have more of this hidden manna in our life. And flourish in a world that is languishing. Look around you. What's going on? It's drying up. But the people of God, I believe, can still be flourishing in the midst of all kinds of evil and things that are going on. Thank You today for Your time.